Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I sent you the pictures over the weekend, by the way. I was in the Campbellpalooza, the beer pong tournament.
Yeah, it seemed like a terrific event.
Finished in the Elite Eight. That's where we went down. Out of the loser's bracket. And I ended up beating the...
You made it as far as the Cavs did.
I ended up beating the proprietor... Well, then I'm going to have to change out my partner again. Or he's going to have to change me out, one of the two.
You change your core?
Well, I took Brett, my buddy Brett, because he's going into the Hall of Fame this fall.
Well, you got to get rid of him now.
Got to upgrade.
Have him on your team because he's your friend.
I got to tell you, we both carried...
We're trying to win championships here.
Go get
here.
A unicorn.
We both carried our weight.
Somebody that with such long arms that they could just drop it right in.
Oh, no. There were people watching the elbows. They had refs. They had people in refs. So every year...
So they're enforcing the lane violations?
Yes.
Wow.
Every year, my buddy Scott puts on this big beer pong tournament.
You should see the two-minute report on this thing.
Which Liz didn't get the concept of. She goes, why is there water in the cups? I go, because that's disgusting.
Yeah.
And she goes, but how do you drink? I go, you just have beers. And then you drink the beers, but you just play beer pong. She goes,
she
did not know.
What has happened to the once proud sport of beer pong?
When we were young we walked to the beer pong courts uphill
that's
both
right.
ways.
I used to have
alcohol in there.
How do
we
not get typhoid?
It was before beer pong was integrated, Anthony.
So. Yes, of course. Lord Almighty. But we played the beer pong tournament because he has a charity beer pong tournament every year. We went to the Elite Eight. I'd say we both pulled our own weight, and I was happy just because I beat the guy who the tournament was named after.
Yes, so, that's a huge victory.
It was a loud
Jonathan Beer
moment. Do you remember when the Cavs won the finals at Golden State and it was quiet except for the Cavs celebrating? That's the way it was.
Oh,
that's
man.
The way it was. It was stunned silence and us screaming at the top of our lungs. Everybody's just like, oh, Scott lost. Because it was Scott and his wife who I graduated high school with. It's a great time. They do it right down in Perry. It was a good event for everybody involved.
And I
hope he made a lot of money.
Time.
It was a good ass time for everybody involved. I hope they got a lot of money for the charity. It was a good time. Lima, you got to go with me next year. Hopefully
we won't have it
on the same weekend
the
as the marathon
weekend.
Well, this year was the marathon weekend. Last year, Mason was a newborn. You can't have any more kids.
No, I can't.
And as long as they don't have it on the same weekend as the marathon, we should be good to go. Don't tell me that you can't have the kids stopping you from going forever, okay?
What if it was game 7 of the
Eastern
semifinals?
With Giannis.
With Giannis.
Oh, my God. Giannis. Yeah, Giannis.
I muted
Giannis
all those.
Giannis and Donovan.
Well, that's
we'll
call him.
I knew as I was saying. See, this is where it's in my head now. I knew as I was saying the words, he's going to make a video of this, and I'm going to have to mute the conversation. Because to some people, you cannot move any of these pieces, or you're the biggest piece of garbage that has ever lived. And there's plenty of people who just keep telling me, Darius and Allen. Okay, man, if you have to ask yourself, when we do Tradio, if you were the Bucks, would you take Darius and Jared Allen for your Giannis Antetokounmpo? And you got to make the salaries match. So whoever, no. Like, guys, I don't know how else to tell you this. Like, if you got a three-team trade, fine, maybe you could swing it. But then you ended up with Drew Holiday, like Bobby Marks said, which I know. I don't want Drew Holiday. Sorry, Tone. Not interested. You got to trade someone of tremendous value. In Darius, he's good enough to give a max contract to, but he's not good enough to move to go get the wing you need. Like, sorry, guys, you're stuck. That's what I keep trying to say to everybody. I'm going to get to this clip here in a second about the Browns and about Shador. But I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I'm not trying to be the bastard here. You're nodding your head in agreement. You know I'm right about this. You have a 6'1 guard who is diminutive in size, who you can fuss with and mess with and get in his way, and he crumples. I'm sorry. He's just not big. He crumples. Who's trading for that? I don't know who's trading. Who's trading their elite wing for that? That's why it's a non-starter. So if you're going to give up, if you're going to get elite, you're going to have to give up the potential for elite. So if you want to package Jared Allen because you're mad at him, fine. But man, like, yeah, it's probably going to have to take the unicorn. And I'm not saying I would move Evan Mobley for anybody, but there is someone specifically. No, I mean, yeah,
that,
I would.
That list.
I would. I got to admit.
That list that you would deal Evan Mobley for?
It's one person long right now. It's Giannis Antetokounmpo. That is it. Or, excuse me, if Denver was actually serious about moving on from Nikola Jokic, two people. That's who I'm willing to move him for, too.
Not Luka?
No, not Luka. And I'll tell you who else? Not LeBron James. Mark that down right now. I ain't moving. Well, because you have to be. Anything that has anything to do with an offseason, you're going to have to mention LeBron. So I'm going to say not LeBron James. So none of those names, I would do it for Nikola Jokic, and I would do it for Giannis Antetokounmpo, and that's it. So it's a tough spot to be in, guys. That's all I can tell you. And I know that I'm the biggest bastard today. Lima was the biggest bastard last week. We'll see what Nick and Jonathan say this weekend or this afternoon. I mean, that's about it. Kobe Altman's going to go out there and say that no moves are going to be made today at 11.
Well, he's going
whether
to,
he means it or not.
He's not going to be wrong, but he's
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He's going to talk about the injuries and the impact.
Uh-huh.
And that has to be, honestly, I know it's going to be called an excuse. It quite literally is something he has to talk about. He has to talk. He's going to be asked, like, why can't your guys make it to the finish line? And you know, he's going to go through it and talk about how, you know, these are unrelated or it's nothing to do with these guys being small or anything like that. Like, he's going to probably be asked that a bunch of different ways. Like, can you count on these guys to get to the end of the season? But, you know, yeah, injuries are going to come up. They're going to be a big part of it. And he's probably going to say that the hope is, like Atkinson said at the end of the year, that we get there healthy next year. At this stage, tough to win these games when you're not healthy. Just ask Golden State Warriors. Just ask the Nuggets. I mean, the Nuggets, their guys played yesterday, but you know, two of their studs or two of their big time role playing studs, yeah, they weren't healthy.
You remember Scott McLuhan?
I do.
He is the former general manager of the Washington.
Okay, I gotta admit, I had forgotten about him until Friday.
Okay, well, he was a senior personal executive and general manager of the Washington Commanders back in the day when they were called by another name.
I tend to forget about ex-GMs.
Wasn't he a friend of the Browns?
He also was a consultant with the Browns after that. And I know that he went through some personal trials and tribulations, things of that nature. Still a guy that people like to bring on shows. Still a pretty interesting character. And he was on Afternoon Drive yesterday. He is a man who is head over heels on Shador Sanders.
I gave him a first-round grade, and I just don't throw those around like they're anything. I might give 12 to 15 a year at most. In my opinion, he was the best quarterback, when it's all said and done, in this draft. He had no running game. He had no offensive line, and the guy still produced big time. You know, they're like, well, he's not the great athlete. I'm like, well, who are you comparing him to? His dad? Of course not. But if you're comparing him to NFL quarterbacks, he's at least average. He's probably better than average. Just in his demeanor and his mentality, his throwing motion and his arm strength, and the fact that he's not a bad athlete. He's not. I'm telling you. You guys will find that out soon.
That's Scott McLuhan on Afternoon Drive. He is a fan of Shador Sanders. Said a lot of things in the media so far this last week. A lot have been making the rounds. Said that, you know, a lot of teams are going to be kicking themselves for passing on Shador Sanders. You know, I had a lot of people at that event on Saturday. I had a lot of people like, how do you feel about Shador? Honestly, come on. And I'm like, I feel the same way about Shador. I'm always afraid they're going to like whip out their phones and like do the Jerry Jones to me. And I feel differently than what I say on the air. I go, guys, what I say on the air is the absolute truth. I think he's much better. I don't know if he was number two overall great. Don't know about that. But I don't know what he did in these interviews to fall to the fifth round. I don't know what he did. Because just by judging, like Zach, if you get Zach Jackson saying good things about you as a quarterback, you must be actually good. Because Zach goes out of his way to not, he only gives praise to those he feels who absolutely deserve it. He is the absolute opposite of me. I always have to walk back stuff because I get excited about guys. And Zach likes him. Zach thinks he's a good quarterback. And Zach said he's the guy who looks like an actual NFL quarterback, where we've had a lot of guys here in this town who haven't looked like actual NFL quarterbacks. And that's all Zach's tried to say. And Zach's right about it. Seeing him last week, I think that there is something there to him. That's why it makes me that much more convinced that, yeah, I'm a big fan of Joe Flacco, man. But I think that the closer we get to it, I think that they'll start to go towards Kenny Pickett. And then they'll go towards Shador Sanders and Dylan Gabriel. And you know what? I'm willing to say in that order. Now, I know that Dylan is smart. I know that he is a grown man. There's a lot of maturity there. That's something that an organization, you can fart in its general direction, but that's what an organization like this needs. You need some maturity at that position. You need some understanding at that position. If Shador can harness things, yeah, I would put Shador ahead of Dylan Gabriel right now. And of all the controversial things we've said this morning, I don't think that's controversial whatsoever. So everybody asked, I mean, down there, it was the number one question. What do you really think of Shador? I'm like, guys, he's a good quarterback.
Do you think it's 100% a fair competition, or is it weighted by where they were taken in the draft?
Because
it's not like Gabriel was a first-round pick. A first-round pick's going to be given way more
you know what? Maybe,
leeway, right?
Maybe going into it, but I think if you're going to evaluate this the correct way, neither of them are first-round picks. I think you have to take off the label a third-round pick and fifth-round pick to do an honest evaluation between these two. If it were a first-round pick, there's no honesty involved. That's a major, major investment that you've made. You're going to give him every single possibility to be the number one guy from the word go. You're going to do that. You know how organizations work. You guys all know this. But since one was a third-round pick and one was a fifth-round pick, I think by the time they started throwing footballs around on Friday, I think that that's where it ended. Once they walked onto the field, they're all just rookies. And now I think you have to discuss whether or not they're right and ready to go as rookies. And when it comes to the maturity issue of it, I mean, they've both played a lot of football. When it comes to the maturity issue of breaking down a whiteboard and breaking down an offense, maybe Dylan would have that edge right now. Just because of what I've heard, the whiteboard stuff and the meeting stuff before. But that's just based on things that you hear hearsay. But from what you see, hey, Shador can throw it. And there's obviously a big package of everything else that goes with a guy like that.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.